Snapping their 3-month selling spree, foreign portfolio investors or FPIs have turned net buyers of Indian equities so far in January 2022. As of January 13, our foreign counterparts were net buyers of Indian securities worth $479 million, including equities worth $434 million. With this, India remains among the top 5 emerging markets where FPIs have invested this year. Data provided by Bloomberg shows that India was among the two countries that saw net FPI outflows for 3 consecutive months ending December 2021. While outflows from Indian equities totaled a massive $4,769 million during this period, net outflows from South Africa were $3,536 million. For the full calendar year of 2021, foreign portfolio investors pumped in 50,089 crore rupees in India. Their investment, however, is much less compared to the net inflows of 1.03 trillion in 2020 and 1.35 trillion in 2019. These street experts point that discomfort with valuations, concerns about the monetary policy support, and the rampant spread of the Omicron variant of coronavirus led to aggressive selling. Besides, record high levels touched by the benchmarks in mid-October also gave FPIs a good reason to book out. Let's go to UR Bhatt, co-founder and director at Alphanity FinTech, to know more.
So if you see the calendar year 2021, FII net sell was 24,555 crores. And IPO, FII IPO and OFS put together is 80,320. So it is largely because of IPO participation that it looks like it was a good year. But not otherwise. In the secondary market, there have been reasonably big sellers. They seem to be interested in participating in the new age sort of issues, which have been dominant in the IPO market over the last 1 year. So they're basically changing the strategy from probably old economy stocks, they're selling a bit and creating a balance between old and new economy. They're participating in the new economy IPOs. But if you see the secondary market, they have not been big buyers. Even in January, they're marginal buyers. But December, they have quite a few of the months in the last year. Secondary market, they have been reasonably consistent sellers. So I think this is the sort of surmise that they really are bigger investors in IPOs and new age sectors rather than the old age ones.
As pointed out by Bhatt, FPIs have begun buying cheap in the Indian markets, although secondary market buying remains marginal. That apart, the net buying at the beginning of the year is a relative play, believe analysts, as India seems to be managing the Omicron variant rather well. Moreover, the Purchasing Managers Index and the Goods and Services Tax numbers are an indication that the Indian economy is still in the recovery mode, despite the onslaught of the new variant. Hence, if India is able to manage its fiscal and forex situation well, India would stand tall among EM peers despite the rate hikes in developing economies. Given this, Gaurav Dua, head capital market strategy at Sher Khan by BNP Paribas, believes FII interest will remain intact for India as the country is on an upcycle.
In the long term, FII inflows depend on the strength of the economy and other macro indicators. In the short term, the FII inflows can be extremely unpredictable. Emerging markets in a global context are relatively higher risk. So that is why at times after a bout of profit booking from FIIs, you see a couple of days where you see some buying interest. What we believe in this year, 2022, despite the fact that there is going to be normalization of the monetary policy across the world, which can lead to some strengthening in the USD against other developed market currencies. But still, we believe that valuation and the evaluations in India are attractive now. And also, India is probably on a multi-year upcycle. And I think this will keep the FII interest basically intact in India.
Experts expect India to be a relative outperformer than other emerging markets. The Union Budget and the corporate commentary during the results season, they say, will also guide FPI's outlook on India. From an investment viewpoint, EM investors can look at those plays which are said to benefit from high interest rates. Matthew Rasheter, head of equity strategy research at Julia Baer, for instance, says, While we are not worried about the absolute levels of real interest rates at this stage, it is much more about the speed of change in rate levels. As such, it is critical to apply a barbell strategy at this stage, incorporating structural winners with stocks that benefit from higher yields and inflation, such as financials. That said, while FII-FPI activity will be one of the key factors determining the market trajectory over the long term, the immediate trends will be set by Q3 results and the Union Budget. Ultratech Cement, Bajaj Twins, HUL and Reliance Industries are among the prominent companies set to report their earnings this week. Overall, the Nifty 50 is expected to move in the range of 17,650 and 18,500, while the Sensex may quote between 60,400 and 62,050.
For more news, views and updates, subscribe to Business Standard on Google Podcast, Apple Podcast and Spotify. Also follow us on YouTube, Vimeo, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook and LinkedIn.